It's time for What's for Breakfast on the Friday Morning Show. It's where we pull up our chair to one of our members' kitchen tables, or some mornings we get to have them pull up a chair to our countertop here in the KAXC studio. We have Ruth Staler joining us this morning from Grand Rapids.
Yep.
Ruth, thanks so much for being here.
Sure.
I mean, just
happy birthday.
Thank you. We're glad to have you. But we're also glad you gave us this plate of amazing food, these eggs.
Oh,
and John
gosh.
Is just freaking out over here.
I asked you guys if I should bring in some wild breakfast, you said sure, and so I did.
Now, what does that mean? What's in these eggs?
Well, the thing is, I harvest from the wild. So I went out looking to see what's available. And what I came up with was some dandelion flowers, some curly dock or yellow dock leaves, stinging nettle leaves, and then I put in some wild honey mushrooms from last fall that I had dried.
This is unbelievable. Crazy things happen at KXC.
Aren't you glad you took a bite? Because this might have freaked you out.
I might have been nervous to take a bite but you brought this before you kind of entered the studio and you quickly left. And I went, wow, this just looks like something I might make. But I can't believe I'm eating this.
Maybe not.
No. It's fantastic. So, okay, let's start. First of all, stinging nettle.
Stinging
nettle.
Now, you
got to be kidding me.
No. It makes a tremendous pot herb.
Do you dry it? What's the process?
You can dry it. I dry mine a lot. But you can have it fresh, and you can make a pesto out of it with garlic. Put it over noodles. But you can have it just like spinach. Or when I dry it because I always put it in soups later on, like in the fall and then during the winter.
Okay.
It just adds, you know, to not only the flavor, but also the nutrient value of it.
There's no, like, stinging in my throat or anything.
No, there won't be. after you pick it, after about 10 minutes, there's no sting. You can handle them with your hands.
What causes a sting? Is there something inside it? Do you know?
They're like little hairs that...
I get you. Yep. You had experience, and so did I. It was very unpleasant.
Bare legs,
quick,
and stinging
but
nettles. Yeah.
Curly dock.
Yep, curly or yellow dock, also called Indian tobacco.
What does it look like?
It has a long leaf. You have some actually out here.
We do?
Well, yeah. You can't see it now because somebody took down all the skeletons from last fall. But usually what you see is this long plume of dark brown seeds. Lots and lots and lots of seeds.
Wow. Okay.
And you got the dandelion from near here?
I got it from right across the street here in that plot.
I can see them now.
The best place to find weeds is in, you know...
And I'm glad you told me because the dandelion in here, this is actually the flower. It looks a little like a spider when I first saw it.
Oh, okay.
So I'm so glad I knew it was a dandelion. You know, because it looked like legs, the flower on it.
Yeah, well, I was subbing one time and I had never used the dandelion flower for anything but wine.
Yeah.
And I was subbing one time and there was a, you know, what the pioneers ate. And so I was going through and looking at the different recipes of what they ate, and one of the things was dandelion flowers, and I thought, I've always eaten dandelion leaves, and I figured, well, I'll try it. And what they did is they used to get flour and roll it around in it, put a little salt and pepper, fry it up.
Fall honey mushrooms, what do they look like? I don't know what you're talking about at all. They're not morels.
No, they're not. They look like the standard... Well, they don't look like the standard mushroom, but they, you know, they're a short mushroom and, you know, with a cap, and then they have a little veil, and it looks like somebody sprinkled cinnamon on top of them.
Oh. Now, how did you get going in this? I mean, was it reading books?
Well,
history books or anything that got you?
I mean, when I was a kid, my father always took us out for mushroom hunting. And, you know, and we always had the dandelion leaves in the salad in the spring and stuff. And over the years, I've just kind of added to that. So now I harvest out here about 40 different kinds of mushrooms.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So I could just put dandelion leaves in a salad?
Well, you don't want to just put them in the salad.
Okay.
Once you pick them, and you should pick the younger leaves, because the older they get, the tougher they get, and the more bitter they get, plus that white sap in them.
Okay.
So what you want to do is when you harvest them, you take it and you put them like in cold water.
Okay.
And if you want, you can put a little salt in there, but I usually don't.
Put them in what? Cold water?
Yeah. Because that leaches that sap out.
Well, okay, this is just breakfast. What other crazy things can you make?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, this is just breakfast. What you said you take a lot of mushrooms. What other things do you use that maybe we would think, holy cow, I can't believe this?
Well, they're cattails. Almost any part of the cattail you can use.
Really?
Sure. You just have to get it at the right time. And, you know, or...
Is that early, again, with the cattail? Is early?
No, like the roots you would get now pre-emergence. Oh. And then when the little shoot comes up, you can take the shoot and chop that up for stir fry. A little bit later, you can take the shoot and peel off the outer bit and use that for stir fry or cook it up like corn. Then you can, when you have that green thing that usually becomes the cat head, when it's still green, you can take it and cook that up. It's just like corn. You can take the pollen from it and knock it off and put it in breads.
Oh, my gosh. It's fantastic.
Yeah, so, there's a ton of stuff that's out there that you can actually eat. But, you know, when I give my talks, I usually tell people, look, know what you're harvesting.
Yeah.
You know what's around it. Know whether or not people are using any kind of pesticides or herbicides around. You know, if you don't know, don't pick it.
And there's some bad mushrooms, aren't there?
Oh yeah. More bad mushrooms than good mushrooms.
Good ones. Is it morel season? Or is that? I'm not very smart.
No. The morel season starts when the lilacs bloom.
Okay.
And this year, boy, I have real doubts about it.
Just because of the heat? Just because of the dry?
Not because of the dry. Yeah. Not because of the heat. They like it cold, actually. You know, I've gone out and harvested when there's been frost on the ground. And, you know, and the sun will come and take the frost off. And there they are. But the thing is, they don't like heat. So if it gets to be 80 degrees, they're gone for the year.
So is this a typical kind of breakfast that you have?
Oh, no.
What's a typical breakfast for you?
My typical breakfast is usually 2 hard-boiled eggs, straight up.
Wow.
Again, I have to ask. I don't know what the hard-boiled egg is.
What?
I mean, I can't. It's actually just you crack the shell off and that's it? Is it cold?
Yeah.
Okay. You guys are both looking at me like I'm nuts.
You don't need hard-boiled eggs, I guess. I like them a little soft.
I do the cold water method. So I take
mine along, you know, in the car.
Oh.
I don't eat breakfast at home.
Okay.
I'm usually going somewhere because, like, I stopped here at 6 o'clock to drop off the eggs and the doors were all locked. So I went to the Y for an hour and then came back here. So usually, and then instead of being here, I'm usually on my way to a sub.
Okay. So 2 hard-boiled eggs and a beverage?
Yeah, usually, you know, if I'm at home, I'll usually either make coffee or have cold green tea.
Okay.
All right.
I vary a lot. If there's leftover cold pizza, I'll have that.
All right, good. Now we're talking. Do you ever have any cereal, or are you past the cereal stage in your life?
I haven't eaten cereal for years.
Really?
I never did like it.
Never, even as a kid, there wasn't like Captain Crunch or anything that got you?
I hated the sugar cereals.
You did even as a kid?
Yeah.
Whoa.
I was into Grape Nuts.
Okay.
Or plain Cheerios. Or Special K. Those were my cereals.
Grape Nuts with the Yule Gibbons.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Yule Gibbons.
Yule Gibbons. Those ads.
Do you remember Yule Gibbons?
Mm-hmm. I remember Yule Gibbons.
He would love this breakfast.
He would love it.
It's What's for Breakfast on the Friday Morning Show. We are just so happy on our 34th birthday to have an in-studio breakfast guest this morning who made us this wonderful breakfast full of wild foods. John's first tasting, I shouldn't say John, mine too. I haven't had curly dog
or dandelion. When do you have stinging nettles in your breakfast? Never. And that's what's so cool about it.
Yeah.
And you know what else I'm impressed with? I'm impressed that you'll have pizza once in a while for breakfast. That's good.
Oh, yeah.
You're not just locked
cold
into
pizza.
This stuff. Mm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, cold pizza is really good. I grew up on that. I love it.
Okay, let's get back to breakfast, though. If there's ever a Saturday or Sunday when you do have time and you don't have 2 hard-boiled eggs, do you ever make French toast or anything like that?
Nope.
Pancakes?
Nope. I don't like pancakes or French toast.
Oh, no.
Or cereal.
No.
Uh-oh.
Oh, Ruth.
You know what I really do like is like stuffed hash browns. So if I have breakfast on a Saturday or Sunday, it's usually at a restaurant.
Okay.
So when you're taking those hard-boiled eggs with you as you're traveling, you've peeled them before you're in the car?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
All right. I usually make up like maybe 6 hard-boiled eggs at a time, and then I take 2 every morning with me.
All right. Oh, we're chewing here. That's not good.
All right. So what do you do for a living?
Well, mostly I look for jobs. No, I haven't had a full-time job in a long time. So right now I'm substitute teaching.
Okay. So the job market is a little bit tough.
The job market really is horrible around here. I would say, you know, what they'll admit to is maybe 16% unemployment, and it's way more than that. Because, you know, I personally know a lot of people that work a lot of different jobs. And, you know, like it's 3 jobs just because they can't get a full-time job. And, or, you know, their jobs are all minimum wage and they need to, you know, live. They need to pay the rent. They need to do whatever. It's terrible out there.
Is substitute teaching, is there a lot of that?
There is. There's a lot of substitute teachers out there and it has served my needs. But when I move to a different place, which I'm going to have to do here pretty soon, I don't know how I'm going to make it on substitute teaching. I make less than $1,000 a month.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, and then they take taxes out. So it's tough. I mean, I live in a place that's a little bit bigger than your little studio here that I'm talking in.
Where are you moving to, if you don't mind us asking?
I have no idea. Oh. I haven't found a place yet. But, you know, I mean, rent is either $500 to $600 a month for a one-bedroom. So I'm keeping my fingers crossed.
Hmm. I take it you don't have any pets.
I do have pets.
Oh, yes, she does.
I have cats.
Okay.
Actually, I have one cat now because my other cat died last fall in my arms.
Oh, what? An old cat?
Well, she was 12 years old.
Yeah. Well, that's a good place to die.
Yep. Yeah. That's what I thought. And
her last breath was seeing you, which is great.
Yep. And I held her for a while, and then I decided instead of burying her, I was going to try and cremate. That was an interesting experience.
Didn't work out, or what?
Oh, yeah, ultimately. But it taught me a good lesson because, you know, I was always worried that if I had a cat die in the winter, what was I going to do? You know, I could have put it out, you know, and let the crows or whatever get her. But I would rather dig a hole and put them in. And so I decided I needed to know whether or not I could do something that would not put them out to have carrion get them. And, it turned out okay.
Okay.
it took a lot longer
mission
than I thought.
Mission accomplished, though.
Yep. Mission accomplished.
All right. And you have another cat. What's the cat's name?
Rascal. And he's a talker. I mean, he talks constantly. Anybody who comes to my house says, boy, that cat makes a lot of noise. And I said, yeah, he's a talker.
So he responds kind of when you address him.
Oh, he fetches. He sits on command. he lays down on command. Sure. Comes when I call him.
Excellent. Yeah. What do you think about KAXE?
I love KAXE.
You are known for bringing in a sock.
I do. On my birthday, I usually bring my sock in of found money. It's the money I find all year long, and I find a lot of money.
Well, I remember the socks.
We appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I figure that's an extra whatever amount of money.
You do what you can do.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay, so over there to your left.
Oh,
Ruth gave me a present one day when she came in a couple weeks ago. This is amazing. You carve these birds.
Yes, I'm a wood carver. Belva Shellhammer is my instructor.
What's that? Who's your instructor?
Belva Shellhammer.
From around this neck of the woods?
Yeah.
That's a good name, Belva Shellhammer.
Yeah, she teaches out of, you know, through community ed out of the McRosty Art Center.
This is incredible, Ruth.
Yeah.
This is like
Well, you know,
perfect.
Heidi has done so much for literature, and I'm also a writer, and I've taught, you know, adult literacy. So I'm really into getting people to read and enjoy reading and stuff like that. So I thought, I'm going to reward Heidi for that.
That's very
nice. I'm sorry you didn't get one. But
no, it brightens up my desk. I really appreciate it. Just beautiful.
Is that hand painted?
Yes, painting is my downfall.
No, I don't want to say that at all because I see how it feathers out. No pun intended. No, you know, the play on words, but it really kind of feathers out there. That's really nice. This is a
bluebird
which it's beautiful. Laura Erickson was talking about this morning.
Yeah.
And this is the exact size, I'm sure.
It is the exact size.
Looks like maybe about 5 inches long. Beautiful. What kind of wood? Balsa?
Basswood.
Basswood, I'm sorry. And is this something you like maybe do every night? Like some people knit every night?
Used to do it every night, but I don't do it every night now. I started making an eagle, and it kind of threw me off for a while. So I've been reading and writing instead.
Okay.
Every once in a while. But, you know, I like to go out on my deck and carve.
Yeah. Well, it's beautiful, and we can't thank you enough for bringing those socks of money in, and I can't thank you enough for bringing in this breakfast of stinging nettles, curly duck, dandelion flowers.
And eggs.
And honey mushrooms, fall honey and mushrooms, eggs. And eggs.
Yeah.
That's really
so
cool.
So great.
Thanks, Ruth.
Yeah, I'm glad you liked them.
Now.
Oh, this is going to be
I know, you know what the answer is, Heidi.
Well, no, well, she doesn't like cereal either.
Oh, yeah, well, she likes grape nuts.
For being on What's for Breakfast, do I have that or do you have it?
You have it. No, I have it.
Okay.
Ruth, you get wild rice pancakes, which is like, no, forget it. Or country blend cereal, which is cracked wheat, cracked rye, cracked wild rice, and whole flaxseed.
What was the first one again?
Wild rice pancakes.
Oh, yeah, no, I wouldn't eat those.
That's the same thing.
Could be a good present for somebody.
I'll take
too.
Number two.
You'll take number two.
Door number two.
It'll be sent to your door.
Oh,
it's in the mail.
Well, thank you very much.
Well, thank you.
Thank you for everything you've done for us. And we wish you the best of luck.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks for breakfast today.
You guys get to do the dishes.
No.
Oh, no problem.
No problem.
And stop back if you want to later.
Then we got cake.
And then from 5 to 7, we got a happy hour going on.
Okay. She doesn't do cake. Eat pizza, but not cake.
But she's happy, so she'll come for happy hour, perhaps.
Maybe.
5 to 7.
We're talking happy hour, Ruth. Seriously.
Thanks.
Thanks a lot.
Bye. That's KEXE member Ruth Staler. She was our guest this morning on What's for Breakfast.